This podcast consists of a series of interviews with some students at the University of Southern Mississippi. We constantly see the gun control and school safety debate all over the mass media, but it's rare that politicians actually propose legislation that would help. So I asked a few questions to a few students to see from their own perspective as students what their opinions would be to have a helpful policy change regarding gun control and school safety. How important would you say school safety is for you?
School safety to me is very important because the high school that I went to, we had a lot of safety issues and precautions with like gun violence, drugs, and everyday kids would always get into like gang fights. And I say it's very important to me because you never know like when something can happen to you or like somebody close to you. Safety precautions should be taken because people nowadays are like not diagnosed as well. Some people have a lot of problems going on, and sometimes those problems goes unsearched and unresearched. And I think that it's very important because you never know what a person is capable of doing. And it's also very important because people's lives can be at stake. And also it's important because the school's reputation can also be in trouble as well.
Great. Okay, are you confident in Southern Miss's plan for a lockdown or escape drill, or are you aware of it?
Currently, I am not aware. I wasn't aware that we had like a lockdown procedure. I'm not too aware of like Southern Miss's safety procedures, so I'm not too sure and like confident in like their escape plans. But hopefully, nothing like that ever happens one day, so we won't have to go through a procedure like that.
What would make you feel more confident in Southern Miss's lockdown drill or escape route?
I guess if like escape routes or hiding plans were given to the students for each specific building. Even though we don't like to think about a shooting happening, most students here would not have any idea what to do if it actually did.
Would you feel comfortable if your teachers were armed?
No, because I feel that money designated to go toward education should be improving the system and increasing teacher salaries and not buying educators weapons and training.
What is your opinion on armed guards in schools?
Having armed guards in schools is a good idea, but only in theory, because like an armed presence is like a good start, but it's not the best option. If someone has a goal and that goal is like to go into the school and open fire on its students, like he or she's gonna find a way to do it, whether or not those guards are there. And like all it takes is somebody to sneak a gun like in their book bag, or like somebody comes into the school and pretends that they have a kid who goes there for them to get past the guards. Honestly, like even having like metal detectors like at the entrances is much more likely to catch somebody attempting to carry a gun in a school than armed guards are.
Do you feel that you and your generation's opinions on gun and school safety are accurately represented in government?
No, because clearly, like, the youth is not represented like they should be in government. Because, like, for example, Florida has been, like, very outspoken and, like, being a strong leader in their movement, with much of the country following them, like, in support and making their plea and demand for safer schools through stricter gun laws. But during midterm elections, just last week, various Republicans who are, like, staunchly pro-gun and who vote in favor of them were reelected back into the Senate and the House. It's astonishing to see how often bills that would make it safer for the future of America are shot down before they even reach the floor. Yet at the same time, it's honestly not a surprise that they do, because these old white men who are voting down the proposed ideas aren't even the ones that are being shot at, killed, and watching their friends die. When a shooter like goes into a school and they're shooting at these students, those members of Congress are not the ones who are under threat of having their lives taken. And even like the ones who have been shot at and almost fatally wounded, such as Steve Scalise, who's the representative for Louisiana, he repeatedly and will continue to vote down any bill that attempts to even make it harder for guns to be obtained.
What policy changes would make you feel more safe in school and everyday life?
Well, just off like the top of my head, like I can think of a lot of things, like simply moving the gun buying age up to 21 instead of leaving it at 18, which could have even prevented the Parkland shooting, for example. Outlawing bump stock cartridges so people could have their semi-automatic weapons, but they can't be turned into automatic ones. is another one. Recalling weapons that are innately intended to be used for mass murder in a war setting, that could prevent the excessive loss of life. What else? Reforming the background check system and fixing the mental health exam, so filling the cracks that have been missed. Like, not even all of these have to be enacted, but one small change can make a huge difference. Only extremists say to take away all guns, but the majority of people are not, and I think that's the point that a lot of people miss. And, like, the Second Amendment was put into the Constitution for citizens as a militia to protect themselves from the government. But once the standing army was established, that lost its value. Oftentimes, people try to make the claim that, oh, you give up one right, then you give all of them up. But that creates a slippery slope, saying that increasing gun laws and safety will essentially mean that you give up every right that you have. That's not what that means. If simply increasing the difficulty of getting a gun for an unstable person isn't the answer, then what is? Like, how many people and children have to die before, like, it's before people finally feel like it's time to make a change?
Each person that I interviewed had an informed opinion on the issue, making it very evident that the problem of school safety is important to our youth. Although the questions that were asked weren't the same, there was a general consensus that a change is necessary in our generation.